President Biden is taking another big swing at cancelling student loan debt. This comes after his first attempt backfired last year.
Some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives passed to reduce student debt payments that are not challengeable.
President Biden spoke to supporters yesterday in Wisconsin about his new plan to relieve student loan debt for 30 million Americans. For more on what borrowers should know, let's bring in Betsy Mayett, president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors. Betsy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, we heard the president say they're not challengeable. We know the Biden administration had this plan to relieve student debt, and it was struck down by the Supreme Court because it found he didn't have the authority to roll it out. How is this plan not challengeable, or how is it different, Betsy?
Well, the way it's different is the authority that that President Biden used to create these draft regulations. He used existing law under the Higher Education Act. And that certainly would make this at least a little bit more secure than the last plan, which used the CARES Act.
Okay, so which borrowers stand to benefit?
Well, we're still waiting for the draft and eventually the final rules to come out. But based on what we've seen so far, the biggest population of borrowers that would benefit are those who owe more than what they originally borrowed. The president is looking to roll back the amount of interest that's accrued beyond what the borrower originally borrowed for up to $20,000. And for people who have incomes of under $120,000 a year, they would roll back all of the interest that is beyond what they originally borrowed. There are some other categories of borrowers that would benefit as well, including those that might be eligible for an existing discharge or forgiveness program, but for whatever reason, they never enrolled in it, or borrowers that are experiencing severe financial hardships, such as large medical bills, or perhaps they are still holding student debt and they're elderly and therefore unable to work any longer. And they're also looking to provide relief to borrowers who attended a school that has since lost their certification or ability to participate in the federal aid programs.
So I'm wondering, Betsy, who might be against this? We've heard some pushback, but why not allow this plan to go through?
Well, student loan forgiveness has been sort of a political hot point for as long as I can remember. In general, I think the Republican side of the aisle is against it because of the cost to the taxpayer. This is not dollars being forgiven that will come off a private lender. These are dollars that would be forgiven that would come off the federal budget. So therefore, it's taxpayer dollars. So, I think from a pure black and white, or should I say blue and red perspective, the Republicans do tend to be the ones that are against student loan forgiveness in a broad way.
And do you think this new plan will hold up if challenged to the Supreme Court again?
Oh, boy. I'm not an attorney and I don't play one on TV. I kind of don't want to step in that minefield. I will say I do think it'll be challenged. I do think it has a better chance of succeeding that challenge than the past one did. But I'm not going to begin to speculate about which way I think this will go.
Okay. And how soon, I'm sure there are many listeners out there keen to know if they might benefit, how soon could borrowers start seeing this relief?
Well, I know that the administration wants to fast track this for various reasons. I expect that we're going to see the draft version of these rules in the coming weeks. From there, there'll be about a 30-day public comment period. And by the way, everybody within the sound of my voice can make a comment on these draft rules. And then, I don't know, pure speculation on my part, I think we might see the final rules around September, and I anticipate they'll try to roll at least some of this out before the election.
I mean, this has been a roller coaster for borrowers, people with large student loan debt. One day they're getting an email that they might have relief and the next day, no. Are you hearing from borrowers? What do they think?
Oh, there's an incredible amount of frustration and confusion. And I think saying that it's been an emotional roller coaster, hits it right on the head. You know, borrowers, you know, there's sort of two categories of borrowers here. The ones that relief would be life-changing, and to sort of have it dangled in front of them and then pulled away because of the Supreme Court decision is really devastating. And then there are the borrowers that just want to make long-term financial decisions, but they don't want to throw away money that might get forgiven. So it's sort of putting their financial goals on hold.
Got it. Betsy Mayotte is the president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors. Betsy, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.